The Metro newspaper, the UK's highest circulation print newspaper, is making a bit of history today by having a Braille front cover. But will the cover help you see things differently? Well, here to tell us what it's all about is RNIB's Director of Services, David Clark. So thanks for joining me, David.
Pleasure.
Yeah, so as I said, a bit of history been made. What's the message? What's the reason behind this, David?
Well, I think it's absolutely brilliant that the cover of the Metro newspaper for the first time will be a Braille cover today, and readers will be able to click on a QR code to know what the cover says and also to understand the message about Braille and the importance of Braille. You know, on the International Day of People with Disabilities, I think it's really important to recognise that something like Braille, it's about access, it's about opportunity, it plays a huge role in literacy and learning, and it's great for the wider public to be made aware of that through this media first.
Now, although this goes out throughout the UK, you can find it on buses, trains, undergrounds, etc. For anyone that doesn't have the dots in front of them, what does the message say?
Well, I'm not going to give that away on this interview. I think what we'd love people to do is click on that QR code and find out. I mean, look, the whole purpose of this is also to talk about the wider issue of how blind and partially sighted people see Christmas differently. And we have this amazing relationship with Santa, where we act as the go-between, the conduit, if you like, to enable children up and down the country to write to Santa and sort of enable him to respond in their preferred format, of which, of course, one is Braille. And, you know, last year we did this to nearly 1,500 kids. And, you know, I remember when I was growing up, my parents used to make a real special effort at Christmas to include me. And frankly, this is about inclusion. It's just absolutely wonderful that in conjunction with our friend from the North Pole, we can provide such a brilliant service that enables blind and partially sighted children to have a really fantastic Christmas. And as we say, to see Christmas differently to perhaps what they have before.
And if people would like to donate, I believe they can text MAGIC70111.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is all about the magic of Christmas. So that's one way you can do it. But also, it's possible to go to our website, of course. And, you know, particularly as a director of services for RNIB, I am really focused on ensuring that every penny we receive goes towards breaking down barriers and enabling blind and partially sighted people to participate equally in life. And I think this is just a really super exciting, magical opportunity to do this through the Letters to Santa work we do.
Now, obviously, this is a first, but do you think any other media publications will get behind this idea?
Well, I think it's quite interesting, isn't it, that to get a first in media, when you look at all the things that have been done, is quite remarkable. And it's perhaps even more remarkable that, you know, Louis Braille invented the code of Braille quite some time ago now, I think it's fair to say. And the fact that this is the very first front cover that features Braille is amazing, yeah.
And as a Braille user yourself, David, it must feel like a real victory.
I've used Braille all my life. I learned Braille in the same way that some listeners may have learned to read print initially. But I think the interesting thing about Braille is, whereas it used to be quite bulky and it used to be sort of, you know, purely paper-based, we now have access to a whole variety of digital devices, including the low-cost Orbit Braille Reader that RNIB, with a number of other organisations around the world, played a part in creating. And that's now sort of brought digital Braille, as we call it, into the more affordable space. You know, whereas I remember the books arriving on my doorstep, you know, delivered by a lorry in 8, 9, 10 volumes of very, you know, 12 inches by 10 inches Braille books, you can now pretty much have half a library on your computer.
And we can't forget the Perkins Brailler, talking about the past.
Oh, goodness me. I mean, I went to a school where everyone was using a Braille Perkins, and the noise was quite remarkable. Whereas now, of course, it's just you know, the membranes of normal computer keys. So it's incredible, really, how Braille has developed. And yeah, it's not for everybody, but it's certainly an incredibly valuable resource in literacy and learning, for sure.
If anyone would like to find out any more information about RNIB and its services, how can they do so?
I would strongly recommend you go to our website, rnib.org.uk. There are so many resources on there, whether it's about learning, whether it's about education, whether it's about Braille, or if it's about Christmas. And we should not forget that the whole purpose of this that we've been talking about today fundamentally is to make a magical Christmas for everybody, including blind and partially sighted people.
And you mentioned earlier RNIB's special relationship with Santa.
Mm.
How is Santa? Is he keeping healthy? And is he ready to deliver lots of toys to all the well-behaved children?
Yeah, well, I understand he's staying healthy. He's busy as ever. We hope to have a personal message from him at some point that we can share with listeners. But Yeah, my understanding is that all is going well and we shouldn't be at all concerned about him carrying out his full responsibilities when Christmas comes.
RNIB's Director of Services, David Clark. Thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant, Barry. Thank you.